This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Job description, Dasher, Tasker, or Driver Partner. App-enabled companies have come up with all kinds of names for their workers. It's part of a tradition of using euphemisms, often for lower-wage workers. But for gig economy companies, the labels matter to their business models. KQED's Sam Harnett explains.
In 1975, Walmart CEO Sam Walton decided he was no longer going to have workers at his stores. He was going to have associates. And they're still called by this name today in company ads.
No matter the job, Walmart associates are there.
The idea of giving fancy titles to low-wage workers spread. Today, Subway employees are called sandwich artists. At Disney World, managers call everyone from the security guard to the person inside the Mickey Mouse costume a cast member.
At DisneyWorld.com.
We share a dream come true.
For gig companies, worker names and titles help bolster the legal argument that they are contractors, not employees with benefits and protections. Caitlin Vega is a labor lawyer who works with unions. She says invented names are a way for companies to create distance from workers.
They're not our employees. They're doing a discrete task. You know, they're called taskers or juicers or, some term that refers to the task that is not integral to our business model, of course.
Uber has used terms for workers that boost the idea that they are independent, calling drivers entrepreneurs or driver partners. The company uses that term in hiring documents. Companies like TaskRabbit put their made-up worker names in the introductory videos for people who want to work for the company.
Welcome to the Tasker app tutorial. This is where you will spend most of your time as a tasker.
California Supreme Court, Attorney General, and Legislature agree there's one accurate term for gig workers: employees. But gig companies spent over $200 million on Proposition 22, which legalized a new sub-employee category for workers in California. And of course, gig companies invented a name for that: Independent Contractor Plus. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.